In this exercise, you're going to learn a skill that's called physicalizing, because what we do is we take a painful feeling or emotion and we imagine it as a physical object. And the aim is to learn a new, more flexible way of responding to painful feelings instead of fighting with them or running from them. So make sure that you're somewhere that you're unlikely to be disturbed or distracted, and get yourself into a comfortable position, which could be lying or sitting or standing, whichever you prefer. Notice where your arms and legs are. Just get a sense of your body. Push your feet into the floor or wiggle your toes. Take a slow breath, a sense of your arms and your legs and your body. Also take a moment to notice whether your eyes are open or closed right now. Notice what you can see. Notice what you can hear. Notice what you can smell and taste. Notice how you're breathing. Notice what you're thinking. Notice what you're feeling. So there's a part of you that notices everything. Part of you that can notice everything that you see, hear, touch, taste, smell, think, feel, or do in any moment. And we're going to be using that part of you in this exercise. And the first thing to do is bring to mind whatever it is that is difficult or painful for you right now, so you can tap in to a painful emotion. So any kind of issue or situation or struggle or problem that is prominent in your life today, just get a sense of it, remember it, think about it, imagine it, and see if you can tap into some painful emotion or feeling so that you can work with it doing this exercise. So in other words, you're doing the opposite of what you normally do. Instead of pushing the pain away, the idea is to dredge it up right now to do this exercise. Vividly remember or imagine whatever it is that's hard or difficult or painful, and see if you can tap into those feelings, whatever they may be, anger, sadness, anxiety, guilt, and just let them rise up inside you. And when you have a sense of that, I want you to use this observing self part of you, this noticing part of you, to just scan your body quickly from head to toe and notice where in your body are you feeling this most. Is it in your head, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your tummy, your arms, your legs? Where is this feeling most intense? If you're feeling it all over, just pick the area it somehow bothers you most. And see if you can really localize it. Like if it's in your head, is it in the top half or the bottom half? Is it at the front or at the back of your head? Is it in the temples? You know, if it's in your chest, is it at the surface or in the middle or around your heart area? Where is this feeling located most obviously or strongly? And see if you can really notice this feeling with curiosity, like a curious child that's never encountered a feeling of this nature. And imagine this feeling as a physical object inside your body. What is the shape of it? See if you can trace an outline around it, get a sense of its shape and its size. Is it liquid, solid, or gaseous? Is it hot or cold? Is it moving or still? Does it have a clear outline, clear, well-defined borders, or are the edges a bit vague and fuzzy and shifting? Is it light or heavy? Is it all one temperature, or are there hot spots in there and cold spots in there? Is there any vibration, pulsation, or movement within it? What's the color of this object? Is it all one color, or are there different colors, different shades? Is it transparent or opaque? If you could somehow touch this object, what would it feel like underneath your fingertips? Is the surface rough or smooth, hot or cold, sticky or wet? So have a look at this object. Look at it from all sides, from all angles, from above, from below, from in front, from behind. And notice there's this object here, this painful feeling or emotion, and there's a part of you noticing this object. Notice the shape, the size, the texture, the color. See if you can notice it with genuine curiosity. Now, the challenge is to see if you can open up and make room for this object and let it be there in your body without fighting it, without running from it. So I'm going to ask you to experiment with different ways of doing that. See, for example, if it's helpful to breathe into it. See if you can breathe into and around this object, breathing into and around it, opening up, making lots of room for it. See if you can just get a sense of opening up, making space. Take a moment to acknowledge this feeling by name. Say to yourself, here's a feeling of anger, or here's a feeling of sadness, or I'm noticing anxiety. And as you're observing it with curiosity and acknowledging it by name, see if you can just breathe into it, open up around it, make lots of room for it. And if the feeling gets bigger, if the object increases in size, then make even more room. No matter how big it gets, it can't get bigger than you. So observe it with curiosity. Breathe into it, expand around it, and see if you can just allow it to be there. You don't have to like it or want it, just simply allow it. Just let it be. If this object changes, that's fine. If it doesn't change, that's fine too. We're not trying to change it. We're trying to stop fighting it, trying to drop the struggle with it. So observe it with curiosity, breathe into it, open up around it, and allow it to be there. And just notice what it does. Now ask yourself the question, am I willing to make room for this feeling? If this is what I need to do in order to be the person I want to be, do the things I want to do in life, do those towards moves, pursue those goals, live my values. Am I willing to make room for this feeling if that's what's needed in order for me to be the person that I really want to be and build the sort of life that I want? Now, you can stop the exercise at this point if you have a sense that you are willing to have this feeling, that you've made room for it, that you've stopped fighting it, that you're allowing it to be there. Or you can continue further. We're now going to move into self-compassion, acknowledging the feeling and being there in a way that is kind and supportive. So if you choose to continue with the exercise, come back once again to this feeling in your body, observe it, breathe into it, expand around it, allow it to be there, and take one of your hands, either one, and turn it palm upwards and see if you can fill it with a sense of genuine kindness and caring. Times in your life you've used this hand in kind ways. Maybe you've patted someone on the shoulder, or rubbed someone's back, or held someone's hand, or laid this hand on the forehead of a sick child. Or maybe you've used this hand to soothe a crying baby, or to help someone out with a difficult task. You've used this hand in kind and helpful ways. See if you can put a sense of that kindness and caring into this hand. And I'm going to give you two options. One is you can rest this hand gently on top of your heart, or the other is you can rest it on top of some other part of your body where you're feeling the pain intensely. whichever you prefer. So take this hand and rest it gently either on a painful feeling or on top of your heart. And just experiment with a type of touch that feels kind and soothing. So some people find a very firm touch. Some people find a very soft, gentle touch. Some people prefer a moving, massaging touch. The idea is to find a sense of touching yourself that is kind and caring and soothing and supportive. And see if you can let this sense of kindness radiate from your hand into your body and send that warmth and kindness into your body in all directions, sending it to any area where you're hurting or numb or empty or tight. Send it to each and every area of your body where you're in pain or where you're numb. And when you encounter those areas, see if you can let that warmth and kindness infuse and flow into those areas of pain, those areas of numbness, those areas of hurt. If this physical object is still present in your body, for some people it will be and for others it won't, then send that warmth and kindness all the way around this physical object, softening up around it, loosening up around it. And wherever you feel something difficult in your body right now, just see if you can loosen and soften up around that area, sending warmth and kindness inwards wherever it's needed. Now once again, use that observing self part, that noticing self, to just step back and notice what you're feeling in your body right now. If this physical object is still there, notice, is it bigger or smaller? Has it changed or is it exactly the same? Whatever it does is absolutely what it should do. We're not trying to change or alter it in any way. So just notice this physical object. If the physical object has gone, then just notice any other feeling or area of your body that's difficult. And notice there is the pain or the hurt, and there's a part of you noticing. Now, take a moment to consider something very important. This feeling tells you something. It tells you that you are a living, caring human being. Tells you that you have a heart. It tells you there are things that really matter to you. This is what living, caring human beings feel when life is difficult, when they face obstacles, where there are problems. It's not a sign of weakness or illness or something wrong with you. It's a sign that you care, that you have a heart, that there are challenges in your life today. Take a moment to consider that this feeling is a part of you. It's just as much a part of you as your hands and your feet, as your eyes and your ears, as your nose and your mouth. What do you get for going into battle against parts of yourself? Can you, even though this feeling is unpleasant and uncomfortable, can you make peace with it? Can you step out of the struggle? Can you stop fighting it? Can you just, for a moment, turn towards it with openness and curiosity and acknowledge it as a part of you? Can you let it be there, even though it hurts? So coming to the end of the exercise and seeing again if you can send in that sense of warmth and kindness through your hand. The message you're sending with this hand is something deeper than words. If we put it into words, the message would be something like, I can see you're in great pain and I care about you and I'm here for you. So sending that warmth and kindness in, allowing that feeling to be there. And see if you can apply what you've learned in this exercise in day-to-day life. When difficult feelings and emotions arise, see if you can open up, make room for them, let them be there, and be kind to yourself. coming back to the room now, opening your eyes and ears, having a stretch, coming back into your body. Notice what you can see and hear and touch and taste and smell. Notice what you're thinking and feeling and doing. And notice there's a part of you that's noticing everything else.